Representatives of world and Middle Eastern powers have begun new talks aimed at putting the Syrian peace process back on track. Germany's foreign minister, Frank-Walter Steinmeier, said that diplomats had to find a way to return to the political negotiations. Our correspondent, Bethany Bell, is in Vienna.
What we understand Western diplomats are trying to do here in Vienna is to have some action which will encourage the opposition to return to peace talks in Geneva. The opposition suspended its participation in those peace talks in April because of the mounting violence in Syria, because the very partial and fragile truce was coming under enormous strain, and because of the lack of humanitarian access to certain areas.
The authorities in Canada have ordered the evacuation of up to 600 oil workers in the province of Alberta because of a renewed threat from a resurgent wildfire. People in camps near Fort McMurray are being sent to oil installations further north. James Cook reports.
2 weeks ago, a wildfire destroyed more than 2,000 homes in Fort McMurray and forced more than 80,000 people to flee. It is still burning, and in the past 24 hours has moved back towards the city and a dozen oil camps to the north. Dense yellow smoke has descended, and in places the air is thick with ash. A spokesman for the regional municipality of Wood Buffalo told the BBC that 8,000 people were given precautionary evacuation orders late on Monday evening, in addition to some 4,000 who had already been advised to leave.
World News from the BBC. Members of Parliament in Turkey are debating a draft measure that would remove some of the legislators' own immunity from prosecution. Members of the pro-Kurdish opposition say the proposal is designed to target them and suppress dissent. The governing AK party will need support from other parties if it's to achieve the two-thirds majority required to pass the bill. The French President François Hollande says he won't back down in the dispute with trade unions over new labour laws. Further street demonstrations against the measures are expected today. In an interview with French radio, the president insisted the legislation would stay, and he threatened tougher action against any protesters clashing with police. The government says the labour market reforms will create jobs. Unions say they will destroy job security and erode workers' rights. An American who's had the first penis transplant in the United States has told the BBC that he hopes his operation will hearten war veterans who suffered genital injuries. Thomas Manning, who's 64, said he was determined to have a replacement penis after his own was amputated when he got cancer. He said he wanted to speak out about his experience.
We have people that I've known for years and tell them about how they had to have it amputated. If you saw the look in their face, they cringe and go and they just can't stand the idea. Well, I don't hide things. I did this all up front.
10 gay rights activists in Georgia have been detained for painting rainbow graffiti on the side of an Orthodox church office. The suspects were arrested in the act of writing the slogan, "All love is equal." Georgia's Orthodox Church, which opposes same-sex marriage, is marking Strength of the Family Day, which coincides with the International Day Against Homophobia. Georgia's capital, Tbilisi, is currently hosting the conservative World Congress of Families. BBC News.